I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, said one of the first things he wanted to do was work with other political leaders.
I will seek to work with all political parties and we'll start it off with wanting to have a meeting with the leaders of all political parties so that we can try and find a way of working together.
Ramaphosa said the issue of corruption and mismanagement in state-owned enterprises was on a radar screen. Authorities in southern Florida have charged a 19-year-old man with 17 counts of premeditated murder in connection with the latest mass shooting at a U.S. school. Florida Governor Rick Scott said more must be done to prevent shootings.
But the violence has to stop. We cannot lose another child in this country to violence in a school.
U.S. President Donald Trump offered his condolences in a televised address and pledged to help in any way possible that the federal government can. Ethiopian Prime Minister Hailemariam Desalegn has resigned. State television said Thursday that Hailemariam has submitted his resignation as both prime minister and the chairman of the ruling EPRDF party. In recent weeks, the government has released hundreds of prisoners, many of whom were arrested on charges of terrorism or inciting violence in an effort to ease political tensions. Follow Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, where you can find pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. During U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's visit to Beirut, he discussed Hezbollah's role in Lebanese politics, as well as its participation in fighting in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen.
The United States has considered Hezbollah a terrorist organization for more than two decades now. We neither see nor do we accept any distinction between its political and its military arms.
Tillerson stressed that he had urged Lebanese leaders to disassociate from foreign conflicts, adding that the international community expects all parties, including Hezbollah, to cease its activities abroad to reduce tension in conflict. The number of civilians killed and wounded in the war in Afghanistan declined last year, but the number of deaths from airstrikes was on the rise. Speaking at a news conference in Kabul, Human Rights Director Danielle Bell from the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan said the reduction was an important step.
But I must emphasize that 2017 was the fourth consecutive year where the mission recorded more than 10,000 civilian casualties.
The U.S. and NATO forces formally concluded their combat mission at the end of 2014, but a resurgent Taliban stepped up their attacks and an affiliate of the Islamic State group also emerged. The United Nations brought over 1,000 African refugees to Italy from Libya on Wednesday, evacuating them from detention centers whose conditions have been condemned by humanitarian groups as inhumane. UNHCR spokesperson Carlotta Sami.
These are women. These are children and very young refugees that since a few years ago were in detention in a very risky situation. They are very vulnerable.
The UNHCR estimates about 18,000 people are being held in detention centers for immigrants that are controlled by the Tripoli government, and it aims to evacuate as many as 10,000 this year. Zimbabwe's president Thursday expressed condolences over the death of longtime opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai and said upcoming elections must be free and fair in a tribute to him. Tsvangirai, who was the boldest opponent of longtime leader Robert Mugabe, died Wednesday in Johannesburg Hospital at the age of 65 after a long battle with cancer. Friday is the start of the Lunar New Year. It is a time to honor deities and ancestors as well as a time for a family and together with fireworks and lion dances. Homes are decorated with the color of red, symbolizing good fortune. The Chinese zodiac moves in a 12-year cycle, and this is the year of the dog. People born during this year are described as independent, sincere, communicative, and loyal. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B, pop, hip hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1.